感谢主，这是请咱来看上帝的话，记载伫《出埃及记》第二十章第一节到第三节，《出埃及记》第二十章第一节到第三节，我用台语和日本来读。第二十章第一节，上帝吩咐遮的一切话讲，我是耶和华你的上帝，捌带你对埃及地。对这奴才的家出来的，我以外，你唔通有别个上帝。
I will recite the scripture for today. Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 3. And God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me.Let us welcome Pastor Huang for his message, The Priority of Life. 咱请翁牧师给咱敬祷。
各位兄弟姊妹，大家平安，新年恭喜！新的一年，当咱有机会要对《出埃及记》第二十章第一节到第三节做下来思想一个题目：生命优先的次序。
And we are going to share the message of priority of life through Exodus chapter 21 through 3.
特别当咱今仔日的书会帮助咱所看出来，第二十章第一节到第三节，我深信咱每一兄弟姊妹拢真实。
I'm sure we are very familiar with the verses that our presider had just read to us.
特别今仔日是一年的第一个主日。
Especially today is the first day, first Sunday of the year.
唔，那是第一个主日，阁是第一。
Also, is the very first day of our new year.
兄弟姊妹，你敢知影讲，伫咱的生命中间，也是讲伫历史的中间，每六年到十一年，都有一遍大好，迄个主日是伫一月初一。
Are you aware of historically every six to 11 years we have Sunday that falls on the very first day of the year?
可能咱中间真个兄弟姊妹，你无会注意，咱今仔日在2023年，所以咱若活了较久的是到2090年、90年，咱还要搁低的吼，咱还要搁至少七八遍，还可以当拄到这个一月初是主日的呢。
So with God's blessings, if we live longer, we probably can encounter more than twelve times that encounter the very first day falls on the first Sunday of the year.
总是每一个主日对每一个基督徒来讲是一个真重要的日子，对咱基督徒伫一月初这个主日，阁是第一天，对咱来讲更加重要，是因为咱若是会当有机会来敬拜上帝，是咱的当工今仔日要就任。
So this year, the very first January 1st is not just a new day to Christians; it is also a new year, a new Lord's Day, a new beginning to all of us, and also to our councils and co-workers.
特别当这个当刚要就任的时候，兄弟姊妹，您对够期待
？Do you have any expectations to the councils that will be installed today？
还是你自己对你新的一年、新的一日，你够有新的期待在你的生命中间，还是有啥物计划
？Or do you have any plans or expectations to yourself in the new year？
特别当咱今仔日是一个正月初一，当咱今仔日接到这段圣餐。要做伙来学习，做伙来思想，邀化咱的上帝要帮助咱所领受的什么
？So through today's verse, what we are going to learn, what God is going to teach us through these verses.
特别开始大声，我先用一段人所写祈祷文来跟咱做伙思想，就是赖芬尼布罗，伊伫1943年所写的一篇文章。
So I'd like to share with you a prayer from Reinhold Niebuhr.Before my message.
特别在1943年，咱来看到顶迄个历史，咱知影说是伫第二遍世界大战的时。伊迄个时阵，伊毋茫借着这个祈祷，讲是一个宁静的祈祷，毋茫帮助每一个人的心灵会当搁得到安静。
So in 1943, that was the Second World War. His prayer, the Serenity Prayer, was to help us to have a.Quiet and peaceful heart.
伊讲主啊，求你赏赐我有宁静的心。
The prayer says, God grant me the serenity.
通去接受我未当改变的一切。
to accept the things that I cannot change.
相信我勇气，也去改变会当改变的一切。
The courage to change the things I can.
嘛，相信我智慧，通分辨两个人中间的差别。
And wisdom to know the difference.
其实后来人佫有代加，也是讲伊佫有加一寡啊，即个基督文伫整个即个中间，总是我今仔日我 focus 伫第一遍伊所写即个基督文中间要对人讲的。
The prayer was added at later on after these sentences, but I'm going to focus just on these four sentences that I have just shared.
伊讲求上帝赏赐我有宁静安静的心神啊，因为其实兄弟姊妹。在过去的生命中间，你敢有常常受到人、受到环境、受到世代，甚至受到经济影响，来影响在你的心，影响在你的生命，影响在你的心情。
So the very first word, God grant me the serenity. Do you have a peaceful heart, without inner or outer influence to accept the things I cannot change?
特别有时咱拄到生、老、病、死这代志时。敢会因为因来影响伫咱，也是过去伫三年过中间，因为 COVID-19， 敢会影响伫你的生命、你的生活，甚至你的经济、你的家庭。
Often we cannot change anything to the health or sickness or death in our lives, but and especially through the COVID in the past 3 years or so, has it changed your life?
所以伫接受伊讲。通接受我，也想改，让我会当袂当改变一切。当伊讲的啥，让我有勇气、有够力、开力，会当去改变遐袂当改变，会当改变，让咱会当去面对伫遮一切挑战。
So later, what did he say? The courage to change the things I can change, so that we can face the reality and face the challenges.
那像我头下所讲，讲伫 COVID 的中间，现在起码你的生活、你的家庭、你的婚姻，甚至你的经济有真大的改变，敢是？
So as I said earlier, through COVID-19, I'm sure yourself, your life, and your family has changed a lot.
过去咱的教会差不多当一天，差不多200+人、300+人，即卖就是伫第一天的主日，咱见面，我想可能无超过150个人伫这个所在。
I'm sure in the past you remember, you recall our church was 200, 300, you know, in the joint service, but when we returned back to church after the COVID, we only have filled about half of it.
你们知道为什么？
Do you know why?
因为 COVID 大家会惊讲会得感染病。
Because people are afraid, you know, to be affected.
总是因会当去餐厅食饭，因会当去坐 cruise， 因会当去佚佗呢。
However, they will go out, they will eat out, they even go to a cruise.
我唔是讲迄个唔对，就是讲有时咱有好一寡物件，把咱束缚掉了，你的心态、你的心思、你的行为。才会当面对你这些挑战的中间，伊讲啊，让我有够个智慧开达，能改变你这一切。
I'm not saying those things are wrong. What I'm trying to say is, when you are affected by all these things, you have the courage to change.
在最后，这个作者伊讲，修饰我够个勇气，那是会当去改变这一切，让我会当分辨什么是重要，什么是紧急，什么是临时的代志，让我的生命有遐 prioritize 了。
So at the end, he said, wisdom to know the difference so that we can tell what is right, what is wrong, what's more important, what's less important.
So, when we have a chance to come back to this section of the chapter, we want to learn from the chapter 20, 1 to 30, this section of the chapter, we want to give our God to Moses to teach all of us. Today, we want to teach all of us what is the meaning of our God.
So if we read today's scripture in Exodus chapter 20, verse 1 through 3, we are going to learn what God has said to the Israelites through Moses and what we can learn from it.
我给他一个题目是说，咱会当知咱生命优先的次数。
So I gave it a title saying, knowing our priority in life.
第一个就是要认识上帝是咱的救赎的稳定。
So the first we need to know God's redeeming love.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为伫出来记第二十章第一十到第三十，咱真清楚、真熟悉。第一十到第三十的所在，特别到第三十，伊讲除了我以外，你唔通有别个上帝。
We are very familiar with these three verses, especially on the third verse. You shall have no other gods before me.
其实咱若会当来回顾，这敢是十条诫的第一诫，伫遐要予咱所知影的所在，敢是？
Do you know this is the actual first commandment?
总是伫无论伫圣经咧讲到伫这个十条诫中间，其实有两个版本，一个是咱今仔日所看伫出来记第二十章第一节到第十七节，佮另外一个伫申命记第五章迄个所在。申命记是佮一遍来 repeat 摩西要予以色列人讲的，有小块无共款，总是这两个诫命，哪看起来毋是诫命，哪像是一个上帝要予咱的祝福，敢毋是？
So if we pay attention to it, actually the first commitment is stated two times in the Bible. The first one is actually in Exodus chapter 20, verse 3. And the second place actually is said in the Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 6 through 20. So if we pay attention to these two verses, there's a little bit difference, but actually it's bringing the blessings from God above.
This is what we want to do with our blessings.伊要爱咱认捌耶和华是咱救赎稳定的主。
So the blessing that God brings to us is for us to know God's redeeming love.
因为耶和华上帝唔是对命令来开始，是乎以色列人借着这个来明白认捌耶和华上帝，伊的名耶和华是因的上帝。
So God wants us to learn to know about Him not through a command, it's actually to learn that He.But knowing His name, that He is our redeeming God.
特别换一个讲法，就是讲耶和华上帝对以色列人讲：“我是耶和华，我是耶和华，是亚伯拉罕甲伊立约的上帝，是你知我的名，因为我要向你讲明，我要向你显出，我要安那来向你说明伫遮一切。”
So in other words, I am Yahweh who made a covenant with Abraham, and you know my name because I told you and said to you.
这是要对以色列人搁一遍提醒讲，唔是你对我立约，是我对你立约，是我对你的一个应允，要让你通承受，让你的祝福。
So when God spoke to Israelites, it was not a covenant, it was a promise from God.
换来讲，原来耶和华咱的上帝所发咱的十诫，唔是要规定咱，也是要命令咱，是要借着这个，让咱搁甲耶和华咱的上帝。有一个好的所行以外，有一个好的关系来提升。
So God gave us 10 commandments. It was not to limit or establish regulations. Each commandment provided a principle so for us to follow and to build our relationship with God.
所以一个开始伫出来记第二十章，咱一个看见是耶和华的上帝对以色列人讲什么？伊讲我是就是伊讲我就是耶和华，我就是你的上帝。就是救赎你对迄个最落的埃及的所在出来，我就会讲，这个诫命一个无开始，一个开始是啦，其实是咧讲到因彼此中间的关系，敢是
？So in the beginning, when God told Israelites that who He was, then it was really to inform them according to the verse 2, like the God who brought you out of Egypt.
特别咱有机会去等下默想伫第二节，伊讲。我是耶和华，我是耶和华，你的上帝，就是要带你出埃及地，对最落地的所在出迄个耶和华上帝。
So in verse 2, let's pay attention, that it says, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery.
所以伫遮有一个真清楚，摩西对上帝遐所领受要传予以色列人。今仔日要对咱每一项的今麦讲的有两个真重要，所以说，伊是耶和华，唔那是伊是耶和华，伊是上帝，佫是救赎的耶和华上帝。
So there are two important things that we learned from it. The very first, very important reminder is God said, "I am Jehovah, the Lord your God. He is our Lord."
所以当耶和华咱的上帝发出这款的密示、这款的启示，予以色列人，要予因知影真清楚的是哪？伊唔那是耶和华，伊是上帝，佫是哪救赎、拯救、偷棒这一切人，也是偷棒拯救咱每一样的真爱，咱的上帝。
So God wanted Israelites to know that God is their redeemer, their savior and deliverer, and same it applies to all of us.
所以直接予咱看见，当以色列人伊听伊讲，迄、那个耶和华，迄、那个上帝来救赎因的，佮一边来提醒因的是。敢是要表达因对上帝迄个感恩谢谢，唔那是呢？这敢是一个稳定的开始。这会当来看起讲，这个耶和华上帝伫这个稳定的中间，要来引出以色列人的拯救。
So God taught them to obey and be grateful because God showed His grace first and he's then he's teaching to the people of Israel.
我即个讲，新的一年，当咱迄个生命的处事咧摆咧的时，咱来认捌咱的上帝是一个救赎稳定的时，就是要搁一遍提醒着咱每一个基督徒，在咱生命有限的处事中间，咱大声爱知，大声爱认捌，就是上帝救恩的稳定，就是借着伊的独生子，就是咱的主耶稣基督来救赎咱、救赎咱每一个人姊妹。
So in other words, in a new year or in a Christian's life, our priority in life is to know God's redeeming love because God's beloved Son, Jesus Christ, came to save us.
那亲像要花咱的上帝和摩西来提醒以色列人，今仔日敢是将这款的救赎嘛要提醒伫咱以色列人，要花上帝和因对埃及的所在救赎因，为着要和因甲上帝建立新的关系。咱的上帝和主耶稣基督来救赎着咱，敢是要让咱来恢复甲伊迄个亲密的关系。
So in this scripture, God reminded Israelites through Moses about the redemption of God, who brought them out of Egypt and established relationships with them.
所以上帝救赎以色列人出埃及，是要救赎因，是要让因有一个新的开始。要花咱的上帝借着伊的独生子，就是咱的主耶稣基督。救赎在咱每一个人的之外，予咱接着也保回来，这个救赎嘛是要拯救在咱，予咱离开罪的捆绑，予咱离开罪的法函，予咱当来到的耶和华咱的上帝面头前。
So God brought Israelites out of Egypt, was to save them and establish good relationships with them, and we as Christians through the precious blood of Jesus Christ.The bondage of our sin was set us free.
那亲像保罗在罗马书第六章第六十到第七十来讲，是在咱旧的人甲伊同定，互罪的体会废去，直到咱无搁做罪恶的奴才，因为已经死得到称罪义，是要脱离罪。
Let's take a look in Romans chapter 6, verse 6 through 7. For we know that our old self was crucified with him.So that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin.
伫遮真清楚，保罗是要搁一遍印证，啊，想 repeat 要花咱的上帝对以色列人讲一下，要印证咱真正所讲，每一个基督徒是借着咱的主耶稣基督宝血救赎，来救赎伫咱，互咱离开伫罪的捆绑，互咱离开伫罪的陷阱中间，互咱当啊，甲要花咱的上帝建立一个新的关系。
So in this scripture, Paul taught us that Christians, through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, our sin was set free because God wanted us to establish good relationship with us.
所以无论是出埃及第二十章，也是咱所看《尼罗马书》第六章，即个圣经则是要搁一遍来提醒着咱，伫新的一年，咱若是认捌耶和华咱的上帝，是咱救赎的主，即个是要予咱来甲伊建立一个新的关系。建立一个生命的优先的次序。
So in Exodus chapter 20, Romans chapter 6, all these are actually a good, important reminders to us that He is our redeeming God, and so that we have our priority in life.
这款的优先的次序就是建立在你跟伊的关系是深也是浅。这款的关系是建立在你跟你的上帝。甲咱的上帝是毋是有亲密的认捌，还是信靠，愿意将咱的性命交托伫伊的主
？So the priority of life, the relationship between you and God, or the depth of your relationship with God is really up to you.
那亲像伫咱中间兄弟姊妹，你若结婚了，你会当体会讲，当迄个翁仔某两个人关系如何的时呐，愈注意伫伊，敢毋是？愈伫咧约会，还是讲伫结婚，还是毋是结婚二十年、五十年了？迄个关系呐，愈亲密的是，两个人的关系就愈来愈好势，敢毋是
？So an example applies to a marriage life. I'm sure a lot of you can relate to what I'm saying. That the relationship between the two of you during dating or marrying or something, the more you get closer to each other, the more intimacy relationship you have to each other.
伫结婚之前，也是讲伫约会的时，甚至伫新婚的时，两个人拢牵条条，咱做伙拢无要紧。即卖咧啊，翁仔某遐老啊，搁牵啥物货
？So before marriage or during honeymoon period, it was so sweet to glue to each other and you know to talk to each other. But then once you get married for a long time, you may change your behavior or attitude.
其实人甲人中间，也是讲朋友甲朋友中间嘛是安尼。当你个愈对伊这个人个时，你朋关系愈好时呐，你会个对伊伊甲伊个关系，恁个关系个愈来愈好。
So it applies to friendship as well. The closer you are to each other, the more the closer relationship you have to each other.
甚至我捌听过有一挂青年人因。出外去到伫外州，甚至去到外国工作了后，啊，有机会登来到伫洛杉矶，是大爷爸爸妈妈卡着讲，啊，我要登来参加人个婚礼，啊，我今仔日袂当登去恁家哦。
So like I have heard, some young, son and daughters who are either out, went out of state or out of country to study, and they will call their parents that they were coming home, but then they were saying, oh, we are actually going home to attend a friend's wedding.
伊讲。我是要参加我朋友的婚礼，啊，我袂当等于恁家，是恁家，唔是阮家。
So I will attend my friend's wedding, but I cannot go back to your house.
什么意思？就是讲，伊的朋友对伊搁较重要，搁较亲密，但是爸母已经啊，拢熟悉啊，无要紧啊。
So what does it mean? Friends are more important or closer than parents?
总是等咱搁一边等到底出来去，也是罗马书，互咱来这边提醒的是兄弟姊妹，当摇花咱的上帝愿意。搁一边放落伊家己，将伊独生子耶稣基督救赎予咱，要来搁一边恢复咱甲伊个关系是兄弟姊妹。咱要搁甲亲近伊哩，听伊个话，领受伫伊个话语个时，咱就无搁惊遐。要搁一边借着主耶稣基督保佑呐，予咱除去一切会遐惊遐罪过，予咱通甲咱个主耶稣基督结连。那亲像保罗所讲，老人伫耶稣基督，伊就真做一个新创造个人。
So through these scriptures.The more we draw to God, the more we listen to His words, the less fear we have because Jesus Christ's precious blood has washed away our sins and removed our fear. The Bible says, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come.
当咱要真做一个新创造的人，咱真做一个耶稣基督所换新的人的时候，咱要有耶稣基督迄个生命有新的人生观在咱的中间。
We can live out of new creation because Jesus Christ gives us a new life.
就那亲像要花咱的上帝和摩西了解，嘛对这一些人，今仔日对咱每一项的姊妹来了，和咱了解是，咱的思想、咱的念头、咱的行为，搁较明白的是，咱看见啦，咱甲上帝中间迄个关系是爱结连的。
So just like what Moses has shown his work and his desire, his will to Moses. And to Israel people, it's the same thing to us so that we can understand what God wants us to learn.
那亲像另外的诗篇一百零三篇第七节安尼讲
，Just like in Psalms 103, verse 7.
耶和华用伊的道路指示摩西，用伊的行罪指示以色列人。
He may know his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel.
而且，让我们看见讲，要花咱的上帝将伊的道路指示摩西，用伊的行罪指示伊人，因两个中间有一个差别，敢毋是
？God may know His ways to Moses and deeds to Israel. There's a difference here.
要花将伊的道路，就是将伊的法度、伊的律法、伊的律例来帮助摩西会当明白，总是乎伊的行罪，就是乎伊的行为、乎伊的作为啊呐，来帮助以色列人来认捌要花上帝的救赎。
So God showed to Moses about his will, his desire, what he wanted people to know him about. But however, he showed his actually deeds to the people of Israel.
我这个讲，要花上帝和摩西辨别你的心意，和以色列人看见上帝作为。
So what we can see through here is that God showed his ways to Moses.But then his work, what God has done, to show to the people of Israel.
咱亲像伫《使徒行传》第九章，咱真清楚看伊讲，有一个人名叫扫罗，后来伊改名叫保罗，有无？伊当伊要去到伫大马士革路上，经历迄个上帝大光了，伊再伊体会上帝因伊讲的总是，伊其他边的人敢有了解，敢有明白？无。
So in Acts chapter 9.A man named Saul, also known as Paul, when God spoke to him, he heard it, but the people around Paul, his followers, didn't hear the same thing.
那就是咱每一天的姊妹，当咱有机会来读圣经， 互咱甲咱耶和华上帝搁较亲密的关系，伫迄个中间会当体会、会当了解、会当辨别伊个教导、伊个救赎、伊个稳定。
So when we read Bible, we have close relationship with God. We experience God's teaching, God's redemption.
总是对遐无认捌耶和华上帝，因看圣经嘛是看总是安那，那像是白纸黑字，因袂当完全体会迄个上帝稳定、上帝救赎。
But however, for those who don't know about God, they can experience God's presence and God's words.
所以摩西伊唔那是辨别上帝作为，伊辨别上帝这法度了啦，也当辨别上帝的心意。倒并个，当这以色列人爱呐看见上帝作为，总是因无完全来辨别上帝的心意。
Moses saw God's work.And understood even more about God's will. On the contrary, the Israelites saw God's work but didn't understand God's will.
So, if you have a chance to see this thing, you can see the same thing. You can see the same thing.
So, dear brothers and sisters, through today's scriptures, the reminder is actually touching you about God said to them, I am Jehovah, the Lord your God. I'm the Lord of your God.
要搁一遍，予这以色列人，还是予咱每一份的姊妹，会当体会，会当感受，上帝是咱救赎的主。上帝是咱救赎的主，予伊独生子耶稣基督成做咱的帮衬，要予咱重新来甲伊建立一个关系，予咱来甲伊亲近。
They experienced the Redeemer of God and were willing to have good relationship with God to draw closer to God.
也因为咱搁认捌耶和华的上帝，认捌迄个救赎咱的主耶稣基督，予咱愿意搁来亲近认捌伫咱的主上帝。
So that we know that God is our Redeemer, we can get closer to Him, draw closer to Him, so that we can have closer relationship with Him.
那像这以色列人，当伊个认捌上帝救赎了，互咱每一项子嘛嘛认捌咱的上帝的救赎了，互咱伫耶稣基督中间，互咱伫新的一年中间，咱的生命甲这个救赎的主会当更加结连。
So when Israelites got to know God, the Redeemer, We can learn from it to experience God's salvation in our lives.
总是咱搁认捌耶和华咱的上帝是咱的救赎主，咱的主耶稣基督是咱的救赎主了嘞。
So what's next after knowing that He is our Redeemer?
就是伫出来第二第二十章第一十到第三十，直接要对咱所讲的，是予咱每一个的姊妹当伫第三十的中间搁看出上帝接到这段圣经。要帮助以色列人，帮助咱所体会到的。
So what's next? We learn from verse 1 through 3 in Exodus 20, and what is going to help us to pay more attention to verse 3.
咱若是认捌耶和华上帝是咱的救赎主，第二是真重要是，伫这段圣经要帮助咱啥，会当活出尊荣咱的上帝的荣耀。
So not just knowing God is our Redeemer, also we want to live out the glory of God.
我若简单来讲，今仔我讲什么，你拢袂记住，带这点记的。伫咱的一生，伫咱的性命，迄、那个priority 第一个是哪？荣耀咱的上帝。
So if you have not remember what I've said today, that's okay. But there's one thing you have to remember that our lives we need to live out the glory of God.
特别伫第三节，伊讲除了我以外，唔通有别的上帝。
Especially in verse 3, it says, "You shall have no other gods before me."
其实原文啊，希伯来文的原文，佮简单的是讲，你唔通有别个上帝伫我的面前啦。
So in Hebrew, the original text was like, "You shall have no other god before me."
那所以简单直接讲，伫我的面头前，你唔通有别个上帝意思。
So before me, you shall have no other gods.
所以换句话讲，兄弟姊妹，你唔通误会上帝对摩西，也是讲对咱所讲的讲，那伫安尼，伫上帝面头前。
So please do not misunderstand. Does it mean that, oh, okay, as long as I don't have other gods before God, but can I have other gods aside from God or behind?
So, 有时咱咧读圣经、看圣经的时候，注意讲，伊讲原文是讲，伫我的面前唔通有别个神，所以 上帝头前无别个上帝的袂使，啊边啊就拢无要紧，敢毋是？
So it, does it mean that as long as there's no other gods before God, but then there are other gods along with God on the side?
不是，因为在原文中间，这个在伊的头前，这个是一个介系词，所以重要的是在整个的文部中间，邀发咱的上帝要对以色列人，也是对咱所表达的什么？
So it is not that way. Please do not misunderstand. It is actually before. It's a word of preposition.
因为这个解释词是要介绍，还是要让人了解，在整个这段中间所要讲伊的主角是甚物。
So the preposition actually brings the actual main character, the main meaning of the sentence.
那像我估一个，我想你的英文比我好，我估一个来讲。
I'm sure your English is way better than me, but I'm going to give an example.
I'm going to the store. 我要去一个商店。
So I'm going to a store.
总是我将商店去掉，是讲 I'm going.
So if you remove a store, the word store, and just say I'm going to.
所以我甲迄个动词，我要去，拢还阁有干事。
So the subject and the verb is there, but what does it mean?
所以伫这个所在讲，你唔通有别个上帝，要发咱的上帝所要强调的是什么？
So what God is trying to emphasize here about no other gods?
伫这要发咱的上帝要阁对以色列人强调的是。恁过去伫430年伫埃及的所在，因为受着遐文化、受着遐传统、受着遐宗教影响，等恁离开埃及的时，应该将遐习惯、文化、遐敬拜拢啊来放掉。
So what God's trying to emphasize here is that Israel people had lived in Egypt for 430 years. They had their culture and a lot of habit in the past that God wanted to remind them.
因为过去430年，因经历伫埃及遐个文化、遐个宗教、遐个信仰、遐个敬拜，所以当因离开了耶和华上帝呐，恁唔通阁有遐一切伫恁个生命中间，恁来认捌耶和华是恁个上帝。
So in 430 years, Israelites lived in a life of different religions and culture and learning and whatever, and God wanted them to remind them to give up all this.Things that they have learned in the past of 430 years. So, how long does it take for you to build a habit?
5, 10, 20 years? 430 years.
So Israel has lived there for 430 years. I'm pretty sure a lot of culture and background and learning and religions had really, really influenced them a lot. So God wanted them to change. Just like I have said many examples. You are used to your seat.
你对第一遍来东岸教会坐迄个位了后，啊，以后开始就拢习惯坐迄个所在，敢毋是
？Probably you had your seat when you came in the very first time, and then from there on, you always sit on the same place.
已经伫咱的教会超过10年、20年、30年，可能你坐习惯拢有一遍，我都捌达听着，喂，啊，你今仔开始坐无同所在，因为我咧点名时，我拢看人，敢毋是？哎，有因啊，我迄个位方坐去啊。
So I noticed people coming for more than 10 years, they always sit on the same place. And one time I noticed someone was in a different area, different sit. And I questioned, and he said, oh, because my seat was taken by someone else. Often we go to buffet. Have you noticed that when you go to buffet, you go continuously for 4 or 5 plates and you always pick the same stuff?
我问者，你去食乌鱼羹鱼，拢会揢无同款的请举手。
So please raise your hand if you always pick up different food in the buffet restaurant.
一个、两个。
Only two.
三个。
Three.
剩的拢揢同款的。
So rest of them, you always pick the same type of food.
因为可能是咱的习惯，还是咱的记忆，所以拢已经养成啊，敢毋是
？So we build our habit already.
总是咱会记哩，以色列人因伫埃及430年，会当经过讲差不多18代，就是讲每20年，也是讲25年，就是一代，就是有一个生一个囡仔，因有孙仔呢，真二十年、25年就一代，因差不多经过18代，敢毋是
So Israelites, out of 430 years, they actually went through 18 generations. Each generation is about 25 years.
特別埃及有40多大的神明，就是因攏咧敬拜，佮有呐2000幾個有名無名啊，小看迄个名。咱像讲咱台湾除了迄个大的神明以外，佮有迄个石头啦，佮有迄个啥物？埃及是有2000幾個。
So Egypt has more than 40 gods and almost 2,000 smaller gods, just like back in Taiwan, they worship different things, idols or stone or something like that.
要花上帝救赎因出埃及，要提醒以色列人，上帝要提醒，也要提醒咱。
So God saved Israelites people. And took them out of Egypt, and God wanted them to change. So I'll give you another example.
你敢会记因出来去无外久，后来有一个先生，伊走去山顶要对上帝遐刻十条诫，有无？40天无落来，啊，因遐以色列人伫山脚做啥物代志？
So do you remember after they left from Egypt, not for too long, and someone went up to the mountains and didn't come home, didn't come back, didn't come down for 40 days, and what did Israel's people? What did they do?
因在那祈祷求上帝给他们启示，对不对？
Did they pray to God to give them some kind of sign or?
不是，因为因想到在埃及那敬拜那个金牛，那偶像，敢不是？
No, the Israel's people remember the gold calf that they had back home in Egypt.
所以在这个所在，耶和华上帝要对以色列人搁一边提醒的因。
So God specifically reminded them not to have other gods.
在我的头前，唔通有别的上帝。
Not have other gods before me.
在我的边啊，唔通有别的上帝。
Not along the side.
唔通将别的上帝起来跟我比拼。
And not compare other gods with me.
因为我是耶和华，我是上帝，是救赎恁出埃及的上帝。
Because I'm Jehovah, I'm your Lord, I'm your God who took you out of Egypt.
那亲像伫以赛亚书第45章第5节，也亲像嘛对讲，我是耶和华，除我以外无别的，除我以外无别的上帝。你虽然唔捌我，我也犹原要待你下腰。
So in Isaiah chapter 45 verse 5, it says, I am the Lord, and there is no other apart from me. There is no God. I will strengthen you.
真清楚，先知以赛亚对以色列人搁一边提示讲，除了上帝以外，哪位无别的上帝。
So here we are very clear what God has said us. There is no other gods.
因为耶和华上帝是咱下腰是啥？伊当时因穿的衫需要有迄个台腰下个呐，因靠开力通啊出手，所以是要帮助因，是要互因有瓦壳的上帝。
So God, in this scripture, is talking about strengthen them so that will give them the strength.
所以，所以一个真重要是，当咱若认捌耶和华，咱的上帝是咱的救赎的上帝，是第一是呐，互咱会当活出尊耀、尊敬、荣耀咱的上帝，这个荣耀的使命。
So that once we learn about this, then we can live out the glory of God in our life.
所以，伫这段圣经在要搁一边提醒伫咱，咱毋那是敬拜耶和华咱的上帝伫新的一年，咱来互咱的上帝做伫咱的头前，咱来尊咱的上帝做大，伫咱的生命中间爱大声求耶国甲耶义，互咱的上帝无其他来做咱一切代替。
So God asks us to worship Him only. And not to worship other idols. Put God first, seek His kingdom and righteousness.
简单来讲，伫这段圣经上，唔那是要搁一遍，互咱来认捌耶和华咱的上帝，就是尊咱的上帝最大的是，伫咱的生命中间，那是就上帝因带以色列人来离开伫迄个所在了，咱每一个兄弟姊妹啊，应该互咱的上帝伫咱的生命中间来得到一切荣耀。
So through this, what I have just said, we want to live out the glory of God by having our priority in our life and to understand and to live out the actual glory of Him.
那就伫创世纪第4章这段圣经，咱真切。 当迄日该阮甲阿伯因两个人伫咧献祭中间，一个是从伊头上生上好个献到伫上帝面头前，一个是呐啊，就凊彩客客来到伫上帝面头前，敢毋是？
So in Genesis, chapter 4, from the scripture, we know Cain and Abel, they gave offerings to the Lord.
伫第三十、第四十，特别到伫第三十，伊第四伫咱每一下伫即马看去。阿伯伊是从头上生，从迄个上好献到伫上帝面头前，总是该阮讲到伫伊所献的一个无提到伫迄个所在。
So we can tell from like verse 3 there, Cain actually gave offering, but Abel actually gave the firstborn of his flock. So it was different from God's eyes to see the offering.
所以到伫第五节的是咱特别看去耶和华上帝讲啦，伊无看当。该问这个人了，干呐？无看重伊的礼物。
So in verse 5, God did not look with favor with Cain's offering.
其实这个在耶稣基督的生命中间，在伊的教导中间，敢是对咱讲，咱来独独大声求伊的国甲伊的义，才会拢要赐予咱。
So it's the same thing that we should seek for His kingdom, so that all of the rest God will actually provide later.
佮另外一个例，伫列王记上卷第十七章第九节到第十六节，佮毋是咧讲到，当先知以利亚去到伫迄个寡妇迄个所在时，互咱看见，迄个寡妇其实已经真善，拢无，总是邀发上帝予伊所领受的甚物，大声来供给上帝罗卜迄个需要时呐。上帝就将迄个上好来赏赐伫即个寡妇的生命中间。
So as we can see through 1 Kings chapter 17, we see how Elijah went to see a widow and how God blessed this widow for rest of her life.
特别伫第十三节，伊利亚安对即个寡妇讲：“你唔免惊去，伊越惊越烦恼，总是伊在讲啦，你唔免惊，因为呐，耶和华上帝迄祝福，耶和华上帝的。”
So especially in verse 13, Elijah said to this widow, "Don't be afraid. Go home."
其实，要花上帝让找和伊利亚找一个好家人，敢不是
？So in reality, God could actually provided a rich man, to provide food to Elijah.
安尼代志是咪会较简单
？So it would be a much easier and simpler.
找这个寡妇是伊无先生，通啊有趁食，所以伊是一个心善良无够家的人，总是邀发上帝选掉伊，建议是一个真特别的生涯，敢毋是
？However, this widow didn't have a husband and didn't have a source of income, and but God chose this widow to show how His blessings through this event.
总是当这个寡妇愿意顺服。愿意尊主最大的是，咱来看见，虽然伊欠亏，虽然无种啥。伊凭着信心来行伫身体所欢乐伊个时啦，咱看见上帝予伊个供给是超过伫伊所看见会当领受个，敢是
？So we see how this widow magnified the Lord first, and then with the faith that she had, how God blessed her abundantly.
所以伫这段圣经在每个一边来提醒伫咱，将要发咱个上帝放伫头前，放伫第一位。
So this reminds us to put God first.
我只会讲。当咱尊主最大，予咱的邀发上帝伫咱的生命最咱中心点的是，咱若亲近伊，会当搁明白伊的心意。
So we put God first, so we know Him, we know His will.
若是新的一年伫咱这当工就任，予咱伫所行所做搁尊邀发咱的上帝最大，真正改变伫咱的心思意念，予邀发咱的上帝伫咱的生命中间会当予咱搁明白。
So not just today's.As a special day, we also, each one of us, need to, must do the same thing in the new year to know God's redeeming love and live out the glory of God. Not just the co-workers.
是咱每一项的姊妹，你敢有互你的电脑、互你的手机、互你这的物件，拢敢赢过摇花人的上帝？
So do you let your computers, your other things in life?Your cell phone to take over before God.
当咱个认捌耶和华咱的上帝是咱的救赎的主，咱到活出尊敬、尊荣咱的上帝迄个荣耀、迄个使命。
So when we know more about God, we actually live out the glory of God.
我真爱一首诗歌 ，Thank You, The Giving to the Lord。这个是伫美国 一个啊学者啊一个啊作者，伊所写的1990年是所写的诗歌。
I enjoy and I love a song called "Thank You for Giving to the Lord" by a gospel singer.
伊讲有一天我梦见我家己来到伫天堂。
He says, "A dream, I went to heaven."
我看见你甲我三个伫遐。
You were there with me.
当咱行伫迄个黄金街的路上。
We walked upon the streets of gold.
我听见天使的歌声。
Beside the crystal sea, I heard the angels singing.
有人咧叫你的名。
Then someone called your name.
总是较重要是到伫最后即阵的是，当耶稣揪着你的手，你徛伫上帝面头前，伊讲：囡仔、细囝，你遮的人拢是你所帮助过，伊的赏赐搁较大。
But at the very end, he says, all these friends and people, you have brought them to me.
咱做伙来听这首诗歌。
Let's listen to this wonderful piece.
One by one they came, far as the eye could see. Each life somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you had done, sacrifices made. I noticed on the earth, in heaven now proclaimed.I know up in heaven, you're not supposed to cry. But I am almost sure there were tears in your eyes. As Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord. He said, my child, look around you, for great is your reward. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you came. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed.
但是最后这条诗歌以下来讲，是要献你所有在教会在这个社会献出你的生命来荣光上帝的每一位兄弟姊妹。
Just like at the end of the song that we offer our lives is really to glorify our Lord.
我们能活出荣耀我们的上帝的生命，是因为我们大声入我们的上帝的救赎。
We can live out the glory of God is because we know Him first. Just like Jesus said, when we do things to the smallest, it is blessings that He is going to give to us. So that we can share His love with others.Let's pray.
至圣的主，我感谢你，我伫新年的一个开始，搁一边来认捌耶和华，我的上帝，你的救赎。
We come to know you, Lord, about your redemption in the very first day of the new year.
我恳求的是，予我唔能认捌耶和华上帝，你伫耶稣基督救赎，予我会当活出你的荣耀。
We not just pray that about your salvation, we also want to live out.The glory of God.
搁这边将我每一兄弟姊妹交托伫白上帝，你寻不得见。
So that all our brothers and sisters come before you.
我愿意献我本身做活祭，是你所欢喜的，你所甘乐的。
We give our offering, our sacrifice to you.
为着是，让我能当荣光高举你的圣主名。
All of this is because we want to glorify your holy name.
我们的祈祷、恳求，拢向我主耶稣基督名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.